10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Don't think so?
Ask them.
But when you find one that's backed up by expert analysis and accurate information, then you've got something.
Trust.
You know, that thing that rings the bells?
Congratulations. You found us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Kevin Walsh, it's Tommy Wrightside. We're here on Sports Grid following the 2023 NBA Draft. DRS, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling good today. By the way, looking at us on screen, being live in person, again, it feels good. But if you're looking at the same screen I am, look, I'm not really that short, to be honest with you.
Well, look,
come on now.
I'm a big dude, man.
I mean, we're always used to, we're in different locations and usually, like, lined up correctly, so... Let me get my boosters on here. We'll be ready.
No, you're out. Look, you're out here making the absolute best of it. Don't you worry. And in terms of making the best of it, that is what everybody would say about the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, DRS. We're here on the set last night, you know, the four-hour draft special.
Yep.
And I kind of realized at the midway point, like, man, we didn't talk about Wembanyama really at all because there's no drama. From the odds perspective, he closed as a minus 50,000 favorite to go first overall, rightfully so. The intrigue now for Wembanyama is, will he win Rookie of the Year? And there is a boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook for that.
Yeah, there is a boost for that, and it's probably going to be a good boost in that. But having said that, Kevin, do you know what I really enjoyed about the Wembanyama stuff last night? Did you see the passion in the kid?
Yeah.
I mean, Tira, how much it still means. He knew for a long time he was going to be the number one overall pick, and still in that moment when it hits you that you're the actual number one pick, it was great to see. I really liked it.
Well, Wembanyama and the Spurs, the bit of it that you can't ignore is the fact that that team drafted David Robinson and Tim Duncan. And
amazing.
And those two guys had the success that they
pillars.
Did. And then in comes Victor Wembanyama. And it's funny because in some ways, like, let's be careful. Those are two obvious all-time greats.
Yep.
Tim Duncan, a top 10 player all time. But that's the expectation on a Victor Wembanyama. To get what followed Vic, well, this is when the odds started to check in. Madness. Every single time. I went, hey, Don, by the way, see the latest odds at second over one? What? Did they move again? And the answer was always yes, always drastically. This was a market that initially, and I mean initially, favored Scoot Henderson. But the reports were that the Charlotte Hornets were leaning towards bringing in Brandon Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the report from Adrian Wojnarowski on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
People thought done deal.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, well, actually, Shams Charania says it's Scoot Henderson. And then that gets booked like it's a done deal. And by the hour, those odds went shorter and shorter and shorter. And Brandon Miller ended up pulling off the upset, being cashing favorite tickets. It depends when you got in, but did go second overall.
I mean, it's amazing when you actually look at it, Kevin, because you're trying to line up, and as a gambler, the last move is usually the correct move.
Yeah.
There were 15 last moves before who was actually going to go number two overall, and I know we talked about it ad nauseum. Michael Jordan in the room. Did he show up at 3 o'clock and change his mind? At 5 o'clock, did he have a cigar and a cognac, change his mind again? What actually went down in the room was probably the best thing that we could probably look forward to. Cup check Jordan, new ownership, who?
I think there's a world that that team honestly knew Miller the whole time, but they said, hey, let's get some Scoot news out there, and let's just see, maybe somebody calls us, offers us something wild. Which kind of adds to the idea just how complicated
MJ's a big gambler, K-Dub. MJ's, hey. MJ's a big gambler.
I mean, you got to cut a little bit of juice
you
down.
You texted me last night. It was a great idea. And I was like, you know what? There it is.
I certainly did not. We will, a little bit later in this show, talk about the fact that Scoot went third and what that means for Damian Lillard. I got to say, The consensus,
I can't wait to talk about
This is a huge win for you.
Yes.
Because everybody now is at this kind of, I have had enough of Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. Let me make sure we get that radio audience mix here with us on the early line on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Kevin Walsh and Stani Rightside. We are live for this edition of the early line, but there are some Dame question marks there. Some other news in terms of Cam Whitmore falling was a big story, Donnie, all the way down to 20, which all of a sudden then you look at the Rockets draft and wait, did they trade back up into the top five, into the top 10? They sat at 20 and grabbed a kid out of Villanova that a lot of people thought was a top five talent.
Kevin, like deal or no deal, steal or no steal on Whitmore there? Because also, talked to JY last night before you guys went live, some character issues may be popping through. Now, we never know if that's actually a smokescreen, but you could be looking at, Kevin, in a couple years, what an absolute steal that was.
And I think for a team like the Rockets, where they sit right now, you take that risk
absolutely.
The whole time.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot for us to get involved with the draft here, but it was not the only bit of NBA news yesterday. Chris Paul and Steph Curry play on the same team now. Jordan Poole's a Washington Wizard. A stunning deal. In terms of Chris Paul, we heard the Clippers.
Yeah.
We heard the Lakers.
Yep.
Apparently California was the right idea, Donnie, but it's the Golden State Warriors who land CP3.
I think that's the one where we expected him to go to California, maybe to a Los Angeles team, but ends up a little bit farther north. It's so intriguing, and you put it correctly every time. Sometimes it's not about what goes on the court. It's off the court. The NBA with a bang. Now, we thought we might be getting a little bit more last night, but there's enough pieces to get to.
I always think that we're getting a little bit more. let me just bring this up here in terms of Major League Baseball yesterday. Greater than sign, Shane McClanahan. Many are saying it, Donnie.
My goodness,
this team was, we did the early
talk
line
about it
yesterday morning.
Talk about that line.
And they were, what was it, minus 420, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Correct.
And they lose outright at home to the Kansas City Royals.
After having a lead, 2-0 there, you thought that game was over at that point. McClanahan leaves early with injury, and here come the Kansas City Royals. Hey, what can you say? It's baseball.
And that is true. And speaking of baseball, I will bring this up just because do you care? No. Do I care? No. But yesterday during the commercial break, we had someone run on here to tell Ben the latest about the College World Series. LSU walk off against Wake Forest in what was a phenomenal game. It's LSU and it's Florida left there for the College World Series. People excited about that.
Jello
Anytime
shots.
You get a walk off in extras, that's a big deal. We'll be right back here to the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside with you on a Friday morning. We're going to get into the NBA draft in just a moment here. But I do want to reference the Travelers Championship. Wasn't able to get to it off of the top, and I want to mention it for a couple of reasons. Firstly, shout out, Don, to the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Whoa.
A tremendous boost to get people going in round number one.
Yeah, we did get cheated yesterday. And the best part about it, as we were headed to Atlantic City, was like, now when are we actually going to know if this is going to be finalized? But it didn't seem like it was ever in danger. We got the hot starts we needed. And that was Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, and Victor Hovland each to shoot at least a minus one or better in that tournament. We got those previews early in the week from Dubs that said scoring is going to happen in this tournament. And it did in round one for us. Plus 170 on the board. Fantastic way to get the weekend going.
So, and I'll let people know, I'm going to roll with Tommy Fleetwood for a round score under 67 and a half.
All right.
Because I wanted to make this point, Donnie, because that he's going to be teeing off in about 15 minutes or so.
Yep.
So I want to let people get in on that.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes one under in the opening round.
Okay.
He's going to have to shoot a 3-under to make the cut here at this tournament.
Yeah.
Fleetwood's been playing great golf, and I expect him to still go out there and make that cut. But the fact that a golfer has to go out there and shoot 3-under, 4-under to make a cut, and who's already under par, it gives you an idea of what's going on in the Travelers. Also, a little Max Homa over 68.5 for a round score. But, Donnie, speaking of FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost here, the Victor Wembanyama boost is still up. So I think we start with that.
Okay.
Minus 160 to plus 120 on the greatest prospect of a generation to win the Rookie of the Year. One of the most important notes, though, is the rules put in the NBA that you have to play 65 games to be award eligible. Now, this is going to immediately, I think, end up people are going to realize this is awful.
No, Donnie,
it's awful. No, Donnie, it's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Donnie, let me ask you this, okay? Yeah. Victor Wembanyama goes out there and plays 60 games.
Okay.
Right? But we got 69 games out of Brandon Miller. And this award goes to Brandon Miller, except he's nowhere near as impactful as Wembanyama. That's a good job by the NBA.
I'm telling you, though, but let's remind ourselves where Wembanyama's going to. It's San Antonio. Who's the originator of taking time off, giving his players, hey, you know what? We might have a game in South Beach. I'm going to send you home to San Antonio, Tim Duncan. That's where the origination started. So are you going to play him an entirety of a year, even if he's healthy, or is he getting that maintenance minutes off?
And that's a real thing, yeah. Right? And again, it yes. can only take that
can
plus
you imagine that?
One extra injury. But that's, again, like, that's the thing now. People think that, oh, this is so good, man. It's going to get all these guys to make sure that they play. No, it's not. But you know what happens on the second they realize that they're not hitting the 65 game marker and all the awards and accolades have no chance? Yeah, 55 games played. So again, an awful job here, an awful rule that is ultimately put in. But Wembanyama coming off of the board was always the anticipated outcome. The question now, Donnie, is what the San Antonio Spurs opt to do around Victor Wembanyama. And that's something that I think is a really interesting conversation, is do you kind of go, hey, let's make sure we're terrible again for another season? Or is it, no, we don't do multi-year tanks. We did one tank. We got the greatest prospect people think maybe in the history of the league. Let's get aggressive in free agency maybe in San Antonio. Let's push for a play-in spot.
Sometimes you try to equate it, Kevin, to the NFL. Like, you take a look at the Carolina Panthers, the Houston Texans. They got young quarterbacks. We don't measure the season for myself as a success as wins and losses. How did that quarterback and his maturation process happen? Mm-hmm. Which brings me up. The FanDuel Sportsbook has the San Antonio Spurs right now 250-1 to win it. Now, it also brings into the equation, Kevin, when you're taking a look at that rookie of the year. If you're 250-1 to win it, do we need to play all those minutes, Kevin? Do we actually have to play 65 games? But smart business in the NBA is not a one-year reset typically. When you're young, you try to get multiple draft picks. You stack a number one pick with a number three pick and a number five pick and hope you have the nucleus for a championship. I don't know if you go all, if you're the GM of the Spurs, do you go all in right now?
Not all in, but
yes, building this year as opposed to saying, let's evaluate what we have and then get after it.
I think here's kind of the thing, right? That the OKC, wink, wink, man, I don't know what happened to SGA, folks, but that's the end of his season. I'm not doing that if I'm San Antonio, Don. Winning basketball now is exactly where I think that team wants to get back to. And I know this is going to be silly to bring up, but 210-1. To an NBA MVP, Victor Wembanyama. Here's the case I'll make.
Okay.
Same price as Julius Randle, Mikal Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns, and Jamal Murray. He's got a better chance than all those guys. I genuinely believe that because of what we expect of his talent level. Now, look, none of them are going to win the NBA's MVP award, but if you wanted to beat a number, you could probably beat that Wembanyama number.
Exactly. And here's the only thing is you really can't hedge that number, like, because Wembanyama doesn't go through, like, stages of, like, the tournament to actually win games, say that's a winning ticket. So when you get a better price on MVP, you better win that MVP price at that point.
Which, look, it's a nice little shiny thing that it will be great, though, because in, like 2 years' time, they're going to chop a couple of zeros off of that thing, and he's going to apparently enter seasons at plus 210
minus
to go out there and win the MVP. Let me get to Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson.
Yes.
So I actually think this is where your feelings towards betting a draft and watching a draft are interesting. Because they're not your favorite. That's we talk about that openly and honestly here. The wildness and the movement that took place at 2 overall and how that then related to 3 overall with Brandon Miller and the Charlotte Hornets ultimately being the destination and a market that saw Miller jump Scoot once, twice, fall back, 3, 4, just a number of craziness there. Is that movement for you in some ways, Donnie, make the markets a little volatile and then difficult to fully trust and get involved with?
It does, because we saw it with Jacksonville in their first-round draft pick in the NFL, because we're used to be trained, Kevin, on we know weeks, months ahead of the time who these top draft picks are going to be. And also, you sometimes argue, well, the draft starts at 3 or 4 because the top two guys, then the 3, but this started right away at 2. But having said that, we've never seen this. And the thing I love about it, Kevin, is we come on the radio And before we come on yesterday, you go, did you check the odds, man? Like, what do you mean that I checked the odds? Yeah, yesterday was a massive line move. No, Donnie. It moved again the opposite direction, equally as much as it did the day before. I'm not used to this. And then you're waiting on news because so many times we're taught, Kevin, you get online, you're on Twitter, you have the big guys. Woj, you got Shams out here. And what are you looking for?
Yes.
The minute they leak information, you have it as fast as the sports book has it, and you play it. Can you imagine? And I'm not saying we're putting big money down on these wagers. Ooh, I just moved for Scoot Henderson. What a great tweet by Shams. I don't have to watch anymore. 3 hours later, it's Miller again. It's a heavy favorite. You're like, what is going on out here?
And this is the comparison that we've made. Imagine if before game five of the NBA Finals, Woj tweeted out, by the way, Nuggets win, no cover though. And then all of a sudden, you watch that gameplay. I mean, whoa. Why did Denver just win by 20 points? What's happening here, Woj? But that you can't do that when it comes to scores.
Yeah.
You can do that when it comes to the draft. And that is actually, for me, why this was so fascinating. Because you got a Woj report. By the way, did you see the Woj follow-up dunk that came after Brandon Miller got selected?
No, give it to me. Lay it down.
So Adrian Wojnarowski, again, is the first on the Brandon Miller's going to Charlotte beat.
Yes.
Midday yesterday, Sham Shron is like, hey, I'm hearing it's Scoot Henderson.
Yep.
Okay? Miller comes off the board, and Woj goes, at two overall, the Hornets stick with the player it has been the entire time in Brandon Miller. Yes. I mean, and he really could have wrote, like, yeah, take that, brother. For me, because I was able to bet Brandon Miller, and I waited a while on it, Don. And of course, I'm not going to act like I didn't have a little frustrations when I saw Scoot go back to the favorite. But for me, we try and what makes sense. It didn't make any sense to trick people into the fact that they liked Brandon Miller because they're the only team that liked Brandon Miller that high. That's what we heard.
Yes.
Nobody else was trading up for Brandon Miller.
And it was number two overall there. Now, people have been tricked before on social media and got excited, but typically that's doing like playoff basketball. Anthony Davis, he's going to start. Let's get crazy. Let's get wild. Then the old sage veteran in the room says, now hold on now. Let's see this play out. But it was a wild roller coaster where we thought Wembanyama was number one. We knew that. And, oh, look at this. It's paint by numbers after that. Maybe a little question with Scoot and Miller. But having said that, I enjoyed it all throughout the day, the theater. And congratulations if you actually guessed right. But how many people out there are watching the show going, I bet this way, I bet that way, I bet this way, well, I bet that way.
But in a positive sense, though, there might be people that had both guys at like 5-1,
plus,
incredible.
Plus.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Early Line is live from the Ocean Casino Resort here on Sports Grid. We're at the Gallery. I'm Kevin Walsh. It's Donnie Wrightside. We're recapping a lot of the stuff that we saw last night in the NBA draft. Once the Miller Scoot Henderson dust settled, picks 1-6 actually went chalk, if you will. All of those picks ended up with a minus price favorite, and all of those guys came off of the board at the intended selections. And then what I would label a really bad beat happened, Donnie, at 7.
Talk to him.
Jairus Walker was a minus 170 closing favorite to go to the Indiana Pacers. Jairus Walker plays for the Indiana Pacers now, and that was a losing wager. The Pacers GM did a great job calling the Wizards, who's, by the way, their management team might be terrible, Donnie. They're like, hey, man, we're getting offers like you wouldn't believe. People are coming up to take your guy. And the Wizards are like, how do you even know who we like? They're like, man, we know. And they're saying that they want your guy. So a couple of additional second-rounders go to Indiana, and Koulibaly, who's the teammate, actually, of Victor Wembanyama, goes off for the board to Washington. The Pacers come back a pick, take Jairus Walker, which, again, from an odds angle, ends up a monstrous upset, even though Donahue landed in the spot everybody thought he was going to land to.
Yeah, always read the fine print, I guess, is what you could say. And also, how about this? You know, high in the draft, two kids from France. The thing I really enjoyed about the conversation was, Hey, you've two guys from France. What do you think about that? Oh, we're coming now from France, as if now the world is now stepping over the United States, which I think is great for world basketball. But you're right. When you think you have a winner in your pockets like me, Kevin, you'd equate it to baseball. Hey, RBI prop. Oh, no, it was an error that they caused it. You take it away. No, yeah. I won that.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a really good comparison. You know, wait, the run scored.
Exactly.
My guy was the one at the plate.
What's
the story?
Yes.
How
did
I?
Choice didn't count.
Like, there's going to be people who watch Jairus Walker in a Pacers jersey for the rest of his career. Yeah. Like, man, come on now. Like that. Tyrese Maxey. It still bothers me. Like, I had his underdraft position because it was in the late teens or low 20s. And I was like, well, he's far too good to go that late.
Yeah.
And then he falls. The Sixers did a great job stopping the fall. And he's obviously not like one of the 10 best players in that class. And I'm like, see, pay me. They didn't realize.
Now, we're in a sports book, Kevin.
Yeah.
So while you were doing the show live last night, this was going down. Were people banging on the cage glass saying, no, I need to speak to a manager? come on.
Do you know what we really got? We got a guy who posted up for a strong 5 minutes behind us wearing Eagles green.
Oh, that's good.
So the reason he didn't have heat with me is because he was wearing Eagles green.
That's true.
But he made himself a central point of the show yesterday there, which
is he now a correspondent with us?
Did you send him is the real question.
Now, the question is, did you see me way in the background last night around 11:30 waving my hands?
Yeah, I mean, what time would you have had to get to sleep? 3 p.m. to get back here for 11:30 for a check-in and then still head back home.
I mean, is this a four-hour show? Is this another special here at the Ocean?
Yeah, no, we okay. Yeah, BSS, hit the bricks, pal. All right, we got a lot of early line coming for the people here this morning. So I do want to make sure, because I want to get to the Chris Paul stuff. We'll do a little bit more draft inside hour number two as well. And I'm saving Lillard for hour two because we're going to get lost in that conversation.
We are.
And I know that. But the Cam Whitmore fall is one of the stories of this round. Initially, a guy that people thought was going to battle Amen Thompson to go fourth overall to the Houston Rockets. Then people thought he was going to be the selection at fifth overall to the Detroit Pistons. Was reportedly going to be a faller due to some poor workouts and what people were labeling a poor attitude. Mm. Now, there were some counter reports saying, listen, this is really unfair. This is a quiet kid. And teams should have known that heading in to these interviews and to kind of these situations that he wasn't going to come in there and just change his entire personality. This is who Cam Whitmore is. So the Whitmore fall thought that it potentially was going to see him land at 9 to a Utah or, you know, at 10 to a trading up team with the Mavericks looking like they wanted to get out. Cam Whitmore ends up going 20th overall to the Houston Rockets. And there were some additional questions about, hey, could the medical reports be bad for a Cam Whitmore? And that's where, for me, before we talk about kind of the state of the Houston Rockets, because they're not one of the most interesting teams in the league, Donnie, that's where, for us on the outside here, as we're trying to kind of go through this information of, well, why is this guy falling? Why is this guy falling? Character concerns are one thing.
Yes.
Bad workouts are one thing.
Yes.
But if there are medicals that are like, I don't know how long his career is, well, that changes the conversation entirely.
You know what I thought was interesting last night is the interview came from them. It's like, okay, this could be a boom or a bust pick for them. But they also said that Houston was one of the more, you know, approaches to, if we get a single medical flag, we're going to pass on that draft pick. A very conservative franchise. So it was interesting they went ahead with that. But Kevin, so many times also, forget about the NBA and trying to get a job with the franchise. You go around and make your rounds, shoot some three-point shots, drive to the rim, play some defense, let's see your hustle, get some interviews. Like, hey, we got a good feel for the kid. He seems like a great one. Now, coming out of Villanova, the question marks were there. So usually your agent and your you know, the process that you go through is like, hey, look, when you show up with these teams, be energetic, hustle, say all the right things. It's going to help you make millions of dollars. He made the rounds, Kevin, and agents and also scouts were saying, did he even want to be here for this workout? Didn't give his all. It's not great. It's not a great look overall, because when you want greatness, the Kobe Bryants of the world that will stay after practice for 3 hours and study film and stay in to make sure they're at their tip-top shape, are you going to get that out of Cam Whitmore? Because when it starts early with bad, you know, habits, it doesn't tend usually to get better.
The thing is, and why it's difficult, and because we weren't in the room, we weren't there.
Yep.
You know, Nikola Jokic just won Finals MVP, and everybody's enamored with the fact that they think he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying, yes, right?
Correct.
Like, if I put Jokic right now on a court one-on-one, he'd win, but he wouldn't be strangling people. And sometimes that's what I think these GMs are looking for.
Yes.
Is they want guys that just win come in there costs. and just start beating people up.
Yep.
I mean, you got to take some jiu-jitsu classes, mm-hmm. honestly, to get drafted.
Draymond Green approach, inside. Man. Get these people in shape out here.
Which is, what a segue, yeah, Donnie. I mean, what a segue. You
didn't see it coming. It just was right here.
Yeah.
It just was right here, people.
Yesterday, we'll circle back to the draft a little bit again in hour number two. But I want to make sure we get to the big trade that was yesterday, and it's pretty appropriate that none of the trades that were anticipated happened, but instead Chris Paul ended up on the Golden State Warriors in a deal that sent Jordan Poole to the Washington Wizards. And the Poole stuff is interesting, but you have to start with Chris Paul going to Golden State, a team for me I view as a real rival of his. I view Steph Curry as kind of the guy that truly passed mm-hmm. Chris Paul for best point guard in the league, a crown you could argue at no point Steph Curry's really given up since he passed CP3. But I now look at because I don't see a world where Chris Paul's not in that starting lineup.
Yeah.
And your starting backcourt of Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson is triple Hall of Fame mm-hmm. bound, but triple defensive question marks where Klay now sits in his career. I think a big winner yesterday, Donnie, was Draymond Green, who goes, oh, buddy, you want to be able to hold up on the defensive side of the basketball? You're going to have to pay me a ton of money.
Run this back. Now, let me ask you this question, because Chris Paul, we know, headed to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
If you can keep him in check, and what I mean in check is, like, limit some minutes at this point. You know he's been injured. I think it's a good move. But answer me this.
Yeah.
Was this a move for Golden State that was twofold? Yes, we would like Chris Paul, veteran leadership. We're still going for it. The window is not closed. Dunleavy is the new GM. Or was this a move to say, you know what, we like him, but we don't want him going to an L.A. team?
So I always think that that is probably at times things people don't think enough about mm-hmm. or teams don't think enough yes. about, right?
Yeah.
So DeAndre Hopkins, mm-hmm. when we thought Hopkins was going to go to yeah. really good football teams and not the Titans or Patriots, it was like, look, the Chiefs and the Bills are going to get after this because not only do you get a great player, yeah. you keep him off of the other guy's roster.
Yes.
So I think that's an interesting idea that they, you know, could they have been swayed in the room
yeah.
that, hey, this would have been a big win for the Lakers or the Clippers? I don't think that's ridiculous to think at all, but they had the primary idea had to be we believe in what Chris Paul is for this team. But to go from a attempting to be great now mm-hmm. and tomorrow franchise
yes.
to trading Jordan Poole, the succession plan,
mm-hmm.
for an expiring contract in Chris Paul, who was going to be waived about a week ago by the Phoenix Suns,
yes.
is just super, super odd. And I think part of the reason they might have had to make this move, Donnie, is maybe they were like, yeah, well, we were never going to win the Chris Paul sweepstakes if he was going to be bought out. It's just, can Chris Paul really? So regular season is much different, right? Because Chris Paul's going to yep. miss plenty of games. Like, he's, I'll say, the guy that won't play 65 next year is Chris Paul. But when we get to the playoffs there, again, that's a starting backcourt of Steph and Chris Paul is just, it's a little hard to imagine.
Now, we can always take this on a tangent with Chris Paul, because I think you walked into something I wanted to ask you about. Chris Paul not winning the sweepstakes. Does this mean that this wasn't Chris Paul's first choice overall? Maybe second choice? Maybe it was close? Because it's one of those things where he's a veteran guy. You're not making the move and pick up the phone and talk to Chris Paul and he goes, I really don't want to play for you. Oh, that's okay. We're still going to make the move and get you here. Like, what about those ramifications of, yeah. did he want to go to an LA team?
So it's actually a very, very appropriate question.
Mm-hmm.
Because after this deal gets done, Chris Haynes sends out the tweet, the Warriors do not intend to buy out Chris Paul, but they want to keep him on the roster. And look, I think Haynes is incredible, but I almost wanted to hit the quote tweet of like, yeah, no duh. But maybe Donnie, yeah. that needed to be explained. Like,
yeah.
if Chris Paul would have been when he was traded to the Wizards, mm-hmm. we start saying, okay, is he staying there or yeah. is he going to be bought out? Correct. That makes a lot more sense.
Yep.
If he lands in Golden State, a team that is supposed to be contending for a championship, which is really all that is at this point in yeah. Chris Paul's career supposed to matter, the idea that that had to be clarified probably does answer your question that, yeah, he maybe wasn't hot on the idea of going to Golden State because, you know, in some way, Donnie, a world where Chris Paul ends up coming yeah. off of the bench for that team, is that stunning? Not really.
No, not really. But also, Kevin, is this going to work? Because so many times the question in sports is, do you hang on to one last chance, or do you say, yes, Jordan Poole is younger, we have to start to blend in the young and the old? It'll be interesting to follow.
It certainly will. We'll hit a little bit of that Jordan Poole stuff on the other side of this as well, but also setting up a pair of phenomenal series in Major League Baseball, including one between the hottest team in the league in the Cincinnati Reds and maybe the best team in baseball, some would say, in the Atlanta Braves. That's coming right up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. That's Donnie Wrightside. I'm Kevin Walsh. As we get down here at the Ocean Casino Resort at the Gallery, a little bit of Friday morning action. And I just want to kind of handle the back half, Donnie, of the Chris Paul Jordan Poole trade, which is the Jordan Poole part. For Golden State, though, because I can't overlook this.
Yeah.
This team had just such – it's a disaster of an offseason last year, and it's indefensible. You know, Bob Myers decided to ultimately pass up on record-breaking money to stay and run this basketball team. And in some respect, is that a blessing in disguise here? Because this Warriors team coming off of a championship had the chance to cash in on a number of young pieces like Jordan Poole, like Jonathan Kuminga, and they just thought, oh, no, this is good. We're going to win this title, we'll win next year's title, and then we're going to also have Jordan Poole, you know, lead us to a championship in 5 years from now. And that all backfired. It all backfired as Jordan Poole just got traded for Chris Paul. I don't, in terms of expectations for Golden State, that is a massive L that they just had to eat here. And it's not the first L, considering last season they had to trade James Wiseman, the second overall pick, for a guy in Gary Payton, who they actually had the chance to just re-sign and ultimately did not. For the Golden State Warriors, Donnie, and what they thought Jordan Poole was and all of the belief that they seemingly had, it took one bad postseason run. And next thing you know, Jordan Poole clearly for them was a dispensable piece.
Now, here's what I want to ask you about that, too, because we haven't talked about it enough. You know, you have a championship organization, all the money in the world, which includes trying to pay your executives top money. Meyer steps down. Most people look at that from the outside and say, okay, look, the run was probably over and maybe a little bit exhausted. Let me take a year off, reevaluate. I'll land on my feet with the new franchise. But is there something more to this? Where he had ideas with ownership, the way he was going to structure this offseason that they didn't agree with and did one of those, hey, you know what, he's going to step down, what a wonderful job he did, and Dunleavy steps in. Is that any possibility? Because before we look at what happens with Poole, talk to me about your thoughts on basically Golden State's front office moving forward now.
I think that that's a real possibility there, Donnie. Or, you know, Golden State has been a team rumored that might have to get a little bit tighter with their spending.
Because, again, it wasn't about money, right? It wasn't about money.
And maybe Meyer saw the writing on the wall, and I think he is, again, more responsible than people would suggest for some of that writing, that the situation they're left in. But, again, one of my initial reactions to the Chris Paul thing is, okay, well, they have to bring Draymond back. And maybe Bob Myers is like, yeah, I know we have to bring Draymond back, but you know how much money that's going to cost us? And we might end up not bringing a Draymond Green back, Donnie. And, and if that happens, again, the Golden State situation here now is one of the most interesting to follow for the remainder of this offseason.
Yes. Now let's flip it over to Washington, right, because you have moving pieces in place. I was joking about the Wizards going like, I don't even understand the game plan. The game plan is get rid of your good players and get absolutely nothing in return, which you're usually supposed to start the rebuilding process, which it looks like they did. Talk to me about what they did in the draft and how Jordan Poole now fits into the future for the Washington Wizards.
So my favorite thing the Wizards have done throughout this kind of past week here is bring in Jordan Poole. And I'm not even really a big Jordan Poole guy, but I didn't love the Koulibaly pick. I thought the Beal thing was just ridiculous, and we don't need to really rehash that. The Kristaps stuff was fine. They kind of got a bad rap for that. At the end of the day, he had a player option.
Yeah.
The alternative was him just not opting in and them getting nothing. So bringing back a Tyus Jones is all good. But Jordan Poole is 24 years old, and last season in 26 games without Steph, and there's a bigger sample size that goes even beyond last season's time, but this guy was averaging 26 a game while also, you know, five assists. Jordan Poole is a proven lead guard at certainly at least a solid level. Now, I'm not saying a kind of best player on a contending team level, but a world where Jordan Poole is now a building block here for the Wizards, Donnie, that absolutely is on the board. And for Washington, that, I think, is the most encouraging thing.
You know what's interesting? We always like to flip it over to betting analysis and how it might rain in next year. We love player props in the NBA. What did we love about the Golden State Warriors with Jordan Poole? Whenever you had a chance where maybe Klay Thompson wasn't going to be in the game or maybe Steph was going to get the night off, you always went to Jordan Poole. Yeah. And even when he came off the bench, you knew he's like, I have limited minutes to get my shots up. Moving forward, is he one of those guys? I'm not saying we're targeting what the numbers would even be, but my goodness, who else is going to score for Washington next year?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. You are saying it, and you should be saying it, because we are targeting him right now.
Yes.
Jordan Poole, game number one, I like him over 2.5 made threes. I mean, Donnie averaged 9.7 per game in those 26 without Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm saying that, you know, without Steph Curry, there are still obviously plenty of guys on Golden State that command shots. Mm-hmm. Nobody in Washington is going to command anything next year as it pertains to Jordan Poole. Let's make the move over to here to Major League Baseball on the desk. Before we get to anything happening today, let's start in London. We've got a little NL Central action here between the Cardinals and the Cubs. And for those, you know, that are kind of familiar with baseball, Donnie, in London, the idea, runs, runs, runs.
Yes, and also, here's the thing sometimes, Kevin, with Major League Baseball that I don't understand. It's a great starting point here. Do you know how much fun we had, or the optics at least, of watching the games that were being played at the, what was the ballpark? Corn?
Oh, the Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams game was unbelievable. They're not having that this year because they're building something somewhere, which is ridiculous as is. But the London games, which we saw a couple years ago, which were kind of ridiculous but kind of awesome at the same time, you were talking about record-breaking scoring there. But here's the fun part about it, Kevin. You know I love Major League Baseball. In a meeting yesterday, I had to be reminded, Kevin, that there's games in London this weekend. What are we doing in baseball here? Like, why? Me finding out that there's games in London is kind of hilarious. But having said that, we are expecting runs. Yankees, Red Sox, two games set there. 50 total runs and 10 combined home runs. And if anybody remembers that, I don't have the numbers offhand, but it was one of those where I was like, oh, we're going to set this at like 12 or 13. And I believe the next day, Kevin, we were up in the 20s. The 20s with runs, which how crazy it was. Talk about handicapping this. I don't know if we can. The numbers aren't out yet, but I'm excited to see what they might be.
Well, it is. That's a radio. We can look. We'll slander baseball and their advertising. Donnie, on that side of things there. I mean, that's if I'm there, pal. I mean, listen, back to our conversation.
From what I'm hearing, summer's off for KW.
And
hot boy summer.
It is about time, as far as these eyes can tell. But I think what that then really lends itself to kind of is I'm already fascinated in the Sunday total. Because whatever happened, the Saturday,
overreaction Saturday?
In kind of either direction, right? Let's just say they hang, and again, we don't know what it's going to be, but they hang 15 and a half, and that game goes low and lands at 11 runs.
Yeah.
On Sunday, they're going to drop that thing down to 12 and a half, maybe.
And by the way, keep in mind, if you're excited about Sunday's game, I do believe, Kevin, again, it's overseas, maybe a 10 a.m. start.
Wow.
So almost like that start that we see for the NFL when they go to the U.K. Don't oversleep that one if you want to get involved in it, is all I'm saying. So
also, I just appreciate that it's going to be the Cubs out there with kind of a interesting environment that lends itself then to a unique total. And that means, you know, listen, they start blowing wind in London, apparently due to what we see at Wrigley, six and a half is going to be the new
list. A little bit farther dimensions here. Center field has actually been extended about 10 feet. We'll see if that makes a difference. Now, also, hey, Manfred, which baseball is he sending over there to London?
No,
we go in air show. We go in humidor. No, we go in dumbed down baseball.
Right.
Why do we have to argue about this?
But you left the runway, so I have to do this just quickly, okay?
Sure.
The idea that when you go to London, people are like, oh, now hold on, this was crazy. There was a game that had 30 runs in it. Let's put the fences out, send dead baseballs. No! If you promise me, Donnie, every year in London, we have a game that features 30 runs, I'll never miss the 30-run game.
Pitchers will run and hide. Players will sign up for this. You can make a month by hitting a few home runs over there, which can make you more money. There you go.
Like one of the big bargaining chips for teams in future free agents is going to be like, hey, we play in London this year, by the way, for hitters.
Don't let Shad Khan know about that, though. I mean, come on now.
And come through by a baseball team, baby. Listen,
way to do it.
He's got the hot hand here. In terms of series tonight, we have the Reds and the Braves, which a lot of great angles that we can get to, but we got to make sure that we hit these right now. The same game parlays.
make a splash.
Kevin, I probably should take a walk around this sports book here and just take it all in with the vibes. And you look at scoreboards yesterday and you say, yo, the Padres got double digits yesterday. Well, your boy DRS was on the Padres yesterday to win that game. And it was really easy. It was a lot of fun. Driving down, I said, let me just check on some updates. A couple runs are on the board. Manny Machado, three-run blast. That's one of the guys I needed yesterday. Not even have an RBI, Kevin, just to get a base hit. Do you know who the other guy was? Fernando Tatis to get a base hit yesterday. They had seven guys out of nine get base hits. Fernando Tatis was one of those guys that did not get a base hit. So today, we are getting after the same game parlay. And Kevin, as I look right now, I have to remind myself, I'm playing all the hits now. I'm asking the gambling gods to come help me, but I have structure here today. We're not going to go with the big windfall like, oh my goodness, I lost yesterday. I need 4-1, 5-1, or 6-1. Plus 150, just get me hits. Ozzie Albies, Eddie Rosario, Matt Olson all line up fantastically today with that lineup going up against the Cincinnati Reds. That's where I'm going with same game parlay. Don't have me driving around in these streets tonight looking and saying, like, I don't understand. Albies is 0 for 5 tonight. Everybody else was raking. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It ends today. It wins. Go ahead.
That's so the first time that Tatis went back-to-back games without a hit.
Well, what is this?
Since the end of May.
And you know he's swaying. You know he's not taking walks. Like, he's not out here taking walks.
Yeah. So what I opted for is the Grinch. Because this series is incredible with a bunch of incredible hitters, and I decided to go with the two starting pitchers, both for three-plus strikeouts there, Smith-Shawver, as well as Weaver, and then the under 11.5, boosted up that hook there a little bit, DRS, and got it up to a plus 117, a little bit of holiday season Grinch style here, backing the pitchers and the under.
Yeah, by the way, an 11 today. We're not in Colorado, but I like to say, like, the Colorado, basically, of the Rust Belt is Cincinnati, and those two hitting lineups, I talked about it yesterday. How about this? Let's just say you had a team totem Philadelphia. Nolan was on the mound, 4.5. Hey, man, that stinks. What a terrible pick. Check that final score on the Braves yesterday. And we even talked about it on the radio. What should you do with this game? Donnie, 2.5 are out here. The Braves, an over of one. Hey, let's hold off. Don't end up betting anything. All cash with the Braves, man.
Yeah.
All of it.
And it was fortunate for me on that Austin Riley 2+ base.
Yes.
So I was appreciative of that all in all. I will just... With the Reds and the Braves, now, when you win 11 games in a row, especially at this kind of meat of the season, I don't think it's not like who have they played? And by the way, series in Houston, Don, is a part of this winning streak, so that's not a valid question. But I do think if they go out here and win a set against Atlanta, that feels like that's when you start to maybe see those NL Central odds really, really shift. That earns a lot of respect.
It earns a lot of respect. And also, take a look at what the Atlanta Braves did. Just went into Philadelphia and basically put the nail in the coffin for the Phillies, it feels like, to try even come back and win that division.
Yeah.
This is a hot baseball team. Usually we talk about and say, well, the Reds are winning 11 in a row. What can happen next? Well, to be honest with you, at the end of this series, the Braves might be up to 12 in a row if everything goes right for them. They're streaking as well. Combined, Kevin, a 19-game win streak coming into this game between both of those ball clubs. It's going to be fun. And also, pitching matchups, they tend to favor Atlanta, but we've talked about the Reds so many times this year.
Yeah.
It's not smoke and mirrors. They're young pitchers, but it's almost like overachieving at this point. They're going to get a big measuring test this weekend.
What I will say about Atlanta, and they get plenty of praise, so it's not that they need more, but they do deserve it, is you look at these two teams, you go, kind of the young upstart Reds.
Yeah.
Every player on Atlanta is 24 years old.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is kind of an old veteran, group that's going to be, only doing this for a couple of more seasons. The idea is the Atlanta Braves, this core here, Donnie, is going to be dominating this league for a long time.
And under salary cap restraints, they're winning because they're signing these guys early and getting an absolute bargain. The Braves, man, that's the gold standard right now, it looks like.
They call these, at the age of 12, like, hey, you want an 8-year contract? And it works every single time. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves. We're coming up against a quick break here on the early line. We'll close out hour number one right after on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Closing out the hour here on the early line. Don't want to jump off just yet of this Reds-Braves series, DRS, because when you talk about meeting the statistical profile, that's the Atlanta Braves.
By the way, also, it's like the music had turned up in here. Like, the party has started here at Ocean's Resort.
No, but you know what, though? Let's sit right there now for a minute now, right? You don't got, like, 8 a.m. music?
Like something a little more appropriate than like the club music.
I like this though, because you don't know, like people out there are vibing so well with us right now. You don't know if you started the show at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. at this point. Like that's the good part about it here. Yeah. But I'm enjoying the music and the ambiance. But again, Kevin, big time game tonight in Cincinnati. The reason why we talk about an 11, how about if I told you 77 degrees, wind blowing out, and that Atlanta Braves offense yesterday, Kevin, against Aaron Nola, who checks out as a really good pitcher. Weaver, Luke Weaver, doesn't check out to be that same pitcher. Yeah. You're talking about a guy with his splits. ISO power numbers to lefties, Kevin, 275, a 420 weighted on base percentage. To righties, a 219 and a 356 weighted on base percentage. You see the green. You see the green on the screen right now. Yeah. Everybody checks out.
You know, it's funny.
Man.
It's the first time I've ever seen that.
That's it.
You know what I mean? See that? It's kind of
the green
I'm kind of lost in the sauce a little bit here.
Now see, that's the method to the madness. Like, hey, man, how do you read these numbers? You do it. Let me tell you something. Some of the places I look here, don't get confused letting it rip. Don't get confused.
Now, I see, because I know you. They took away those colors. The baseball segment's out of the show.
You actually have to pay for the coloring here. How about that? Smart business moves.
And again, if you know anything about Donnie Wrightside, there isn't a price put on those colors that he wouldn't pay for those colors.
I mean, your boy still has a check mark here. It's not pretty obvious to see who's paying what over here at this point.
Donnie goes, yeah, I'm going to keep the check mark. And
I don't know if it even helps.
Just see if it helps.
It's been a couple of months. I have no idea if it helps. But, yeah, I like paying for stuff.
At this point, Donnie's in, and he's verified. And what does it say when I click on the little gimmick there? It says you've been verified since 2021, though. In that way, it's probably a good look.
You know what? I got to check that out.
The first time I looked at it. Yeah. I used to be verified. Don't ever forget. I was verified
first.
No,
he wasn't.
Yes,
go look at his account.
I was verified first. Hour two coming up.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.